Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. You're listening to Liam, and I haven't been here in maybe 8 months. That's not entirely true. When I say here, I mean on the air. But in terms of Tufts University, I have been here. I worked here over the summer. I visited, you know, back in the end of December. I was actually abroad last semester, so that was pretty exciting. In case anyone cares, I was in London. It was pretty sick. I got to see Ethel Kane live, one of my favorite singers, if not top favorite singer these days. I got to see Brandi Carlile, another one of my faves. They're both going to end up on the playlist for today, so get excited for that. I figured since I haven't been back in a while, and this is not quite my regularly scheduled programming yet, which will begin next week, so keep an eye out, or rather an ear out, for Moon Songs on probably Tuesdays, probably in the morning, TBD. But anyways, since it's not my regularly scheduled programming, I figured I would do a little bit of some perennial faves of mine, and a little bit of some new stuff that I haven't played before. So what you just heard was Last Night by The Strokes off their album Is This It. I love The Strokes. I think they're very cool. And I just like kind of the good vibes they have in their music. And I felt like today was a day for good vibes. Or at least starting off with good vibes. Who knows? Maybe we'll have some melancholy ballads later on. But anyways, that was The Strokes. And next up, you are going to hear, you guessed it, Brandi Carlile, with a song off of her newest album, Returning to Myself. This song is called Human, and it was just released back in 2025. It's crazy that I can say back in 2025, because now it's 2026. Isn't that wild time? Anyways, here is Human by Brandi Carlile.
And I won't blame you for seeing enough being human.
Just a quick bit of commentary on that one. That was Human by Brandi Carlile. As I said, off her album Returning to Myself. And actually, she just finished up, I believe, her Girls Just Wanna weekend, which is this big event that she does down in Mexico with a bunch of other artists. It's very cool. And I think, as far as I can tell, they rent out an entire resort or hotel or something. And then there's Q&A sessions and different like affinity group talks and meet and greets with different singers, and then concerts and pool parties and stuff like that. It sounds pretty cool. So keep an eye out for that if you're interested next year. So moving on from Brandi Carlile for the time being, we're going to go back to a perennial favorite, as I mentioned. This is Julia Jacklin's Pressure to Party.
Straight back to you. I know where you live. I used to live there too.
If you are just joining us, that was Every Time, a cover by Ethel Kane, which I really like. It's actually a cover of a Britney Spears song off the same album that Toxic is on, which I really like the Britney version, don't get me wrong, but Ethel Kane, you guys know, she's my fave. And so if there's an Ethel Kane version, it's going to be played. Just put it that way. And before that was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin. And next up, we have a Conan Gray number, who I actually don't listen to a whole lot, but one of my friends is a big fan, and she convinced me to go to his concert, which I'm excited for. And so I'm trying to listen to more of his music before this concert, which is at like the end of February or something like that. So, in the spirit of such things, here is Vodka Cranberry by Conan Gray. So, here we go.
Say we're fine, but your brown eyes are green this time, so you've been crying. It's in the way you say my name, so quick, so straight. It sounds the same as the time we took a break, February 4th through the 16th of May. So strange to be back at your place, pretending like nothing has changed. Oh, speak up, I know you hate me. Looked at your picture and cried like a baby. Speak up, don't leave me waiting. look mean. You casually steal back your t-shirt and your polo cap. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I notice everything you do. Since the time we took a break, everybody playing a risky game, fools, knowing the penance to their name. Reasons I watched from the sidelines. It's a beautiful match, but it wasn't mine to play. But recently I've had a change of heart, and I've regret holding myself back from this part.
Easy to love.
That was Easy to Love by Couch. And before that was Vodka Cranberry by Conan Gray. And since it's just about halfway through the show, it is time for everyone's favorite time, which is the time for PSA. Today's PSA is about the Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. So, think about that. I would say, you know, since it's so snowy outside, it might be a little trickier to walk or bike over there, but can confirm in the spring and the summer and the fall, and even in the winter sometimes, it's really beautiful. So, check it out. Anyways, on to our next song. Back to another classic of the Moon Songs rotation. This is Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers off her album Punisher, which came out in 2020. And just for the record, let it be known that she released this in 2020. Then she went on to release some stuff with Boy Genius. But it's been a few years since Phoebe Bridgers has released anything new. And sources close to her, unconfirmed, but sources close to her say that she's releasing an album this year, which would not only make my entire year, it would immediately bankrupt me because I would buy floor seats or pit tickets or whatever and order the CD and order a t-shirt and a sweatshirt and everything. Because if Phoebe Bridgers made her comeback this year, Ethel Kane might not be my top spot anymore. So I don't know. We'll see. But be sure to keep tuning in because I will update you guys. So anyways, enough talking for now. This is Phoebe Bridgers with Kyoto.
Thank you.
That was a great song by Sharon Van Etten called Come Back. And I actually, really fun time, got to see her with Angel Olsen and Julian Baker. They did a tour called Wild Hearts Tour. At this point, it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. Probably 4 years ago. But they came to Boston and they each did like an hour-ish long set. And it was really cool. But this song really stuck out to me because I didn't really know Sharon Van Etten going into the show. And this song I just really liked. She did a really good job with it. So I like to play that one every once in a while. And before that, if you were just joining us, was Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. Next up, changing tone a little bit, we're switching over to some Lenny Kravitz. And this is from his album Mama Said. Here's It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Thank you. I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said it couldn't stay, wouldn't put justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, cause I know I'm a mess. He don't wanna clean up. I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a mess that he don't wanna clean up. I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky.
Was Paper Bag by Fiona Apple. And before that was American Teenager by Ethel Kane, which was my top song on my Spotify Wrap for 2025, which is a surprise to no one, especially myself. So I have a couple more songs planned for this hour. And the next one I may or may not have stolen from the finale of Stranger Things. No spoilers, of course, if you haven't watched it yet, but there's a lot of really good music in the last episode, including this song and a couple of other really good ones. But anyways, this is the single edit because the full version of this song is over 8 minutes long, and that's a lot of guitar solo that we don't really need right now. Nothing against guitar solo, it's just I have two more songs, and I wouldn't have time for two if I did the full guitar solo. So anyways, enough talking. This is Purple Rain, the single edit by Prince.
Purple rain. think you better close it. Let me guide you.
That was Purple Rain by Prince, as I said, the single edit. Guys, unfortunately, coming to the end of the show here. It's been great to join you all on this wonderful Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 2026. Pretty cool to be back in the studio. I'm very excited. If you missed it in the beginning, I was just telling you guys that if you like the stuff I'm playing, and if you're excited to hear similar stuff, I will be back to my regularly scheduled programming starting next week. My show is called Moon Songs, and keep an eye out, probably Tuesday, probably 7 or 8 a.m. But of course, recordings are available on WMFO.org. So stay tuned, keep an eye out, or an ear out. And yeah, I have one more song for you guys today, but before I go, I'm Liam, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And the last song I have for you guys today is, excuse the voice crack, that was horrifying. It's like I'm 13 again. And funnily enough, this is the 13th song I'm playing today. I don't know why I said that. This is Masterpiece by Big Thief. I will catch you guys on the flip side.
Raising the cold. good